SVI Media in Jackson today. We're visiting with David Cernicek. He's with the Bridger-Teton National Forest. He oversees the rivers. And we've got some changes coming to the Snake River in the Snake River Canyon. A lot of folks using that river. We got some fees coming up. Where do we start? David, tell us about that, if you would, please.
I'd be happy to, Dan. No big changes coming yet. In July, we're going to be throwing a proposal out to folks. We are looking at charging fees for river use in the canyon, not for stopping at pole house, not for bank fishing, not for climbing on rocks or anything like that, but using the river is something that's become more expensive, just like everything else post-COVID, and to keep up the level of services that people have come to depend on, we can't afford them anymore.
Right. Well, what I'm seeing post-COVID is maybe, I don't know if studies have been done, but we're seeing more outdoor use and outdoor recreation than what I can remember prior to COVID. More people are out there, and how do we deal with it? And there's always an expense involved, right?
There is. And we've seen numbers go up and down after COVID. Lots of uses have changed, but it's hard to even find a new life jacket anymore. All the shelves have been emptied, and it's hard to come by gear, actually. But we also have had so much use of people are not buying their gear at the kayak store with the guy who can tell you all about it and give you lessons. They're buying stuff now at Dick's, and they're buying stuff at Costco, and just coming to the river with no experience and getting themselves in trouble.
And they're not getting that specific instruction that they might get in Jackson or Star Valley if they're going to go use the river, because it's either online or the big stores.
Mm-hmm. And they see it in the videos, and it's going to be a lot of fun, and just get on there and start paddling. No life jacket needed.
Oh, my goodness.
And so we have had a very efficient program for the last 20-some-odd years that's mainly been paid for by our whitewater outfitters. We almost went to fees in 1998-99. Okay. We were putting things out and putting up signs when we had a major donor offer us a sum of money to try doing a donation program. Mm-hmm. We tried that for a few years. That was the birth of the Snake River Fund. It was kind of a program where, hey, if you're going to use the river, why don't you throw in a couple bucks and we'll just do it that way. And if everyone wants to play and does it this way, we don't have to do anything big government. Unfortunately, it had to be equitable for everybody to feel like giving, especially the whitewater guys. And we tried it for a few years. We found out that people, given the choice of tossing in a couple bucks and making it happen or not, people chose not to give up any dollars. Right. And it's been hard. We've lost more and more donors over the years. Mm. And so making things happen has taken a lot of grant writing. It's sort of made me into a very big fundraiser and grant writer. But making ends meet has gotten pretty brutal.
Okay, so you're saying we'll probably take a closer look at this through the month of July then, right?
Well, we're going to put out a proposal in the month of July, and that's all it is a proposal. This is what we're thinking about. And that's between then and September 1st, folks have every opportunity to come in and talk to us, write us emails, go on our site. We'll have postcards and tables down at the ramps. Tell us what you think. Give us your ideas. Tell us how to do it better. Come up with a genius solution to not go there. We want to hear it all.
Okay.
But it's not set in stone that it's going to be exactly what we're proposing. We just have to put something out there to shoot at.
David Cernicek with us. He oversees the rivers for the Bridger-Teton National Forest. Anything else you'd like to add on this point before we close out? Sounds like it's just in the matter of taking a closer look now, studying. You're going to work with the people both at the river, and I would imagine they could jump onto a BT website as well and get some information.
Yeah, we will be getting, you know, sources of information out there, maps, comment links, more information about exactly what's going on. And I will get that information to you as soon as we have it, Dan. And, you know, one of the big things we're looking forward to is being able to help our Star Valley partners, you know, pay for the services that they bring to the river when something goes really wrong.
Okay. Speaking of search and rescue, they do a lot of those. They retrieve a lot of folks. Good situations,
they do.
Bad situations.
We try very hard not to ever have to call them, but they're incredible people, whether it's Star Valley EMS or Alpine Fire or Star Valley Search and Rescue. They're all great folks, well-trained, and do an amazing job when we have to have them come. but our goal is never to have to call them.
Right.
Very when good. They do come, they're great folks.
Okay, thank you. David Cernicek, Bridger-Teton National Forest. He oversees the rivers.